G'day, I'm Megan, an Aussie teen who loves animals, and today's podcast is about eastern brown snakes and inland taipans. A fun fact before I start is 21 out of 25 of the world's most venomous snakes live in Australia. Now moving on to eastern brown snakes, ranked number 2 on the venomous list. The eastern brown snake is a reptile. The eastern brown snakes live on the eastern side of Australia, apart from in Tassie. Eastern brown snakes mostly eat mice and rats, but sometimes eat other invertebrates such as frogs and other reptiles. Their predators are birds of prey and feral cats. These snakes range from 1.5 to 2.0 metres in length and live for around 7 years in captivity. The eastern brown snake is not endangered, but have adapted well to human settlement. Three facts. 60% of snake bites in Australia are from these little fellas, but they are not normally aggressive. These snakes are solitary, which means they live by themselves, and baby snakes are called snakelets. And the eastern brown snake's gestation period is 95 days. Moving on to taipans, the world's most venomous snake. This is a snake, so it is also a reptile. Inland taipans live in southwest Queensland and northwest South Australia. Inland taipans eat mammals like rats and mice. The inland taipans' predators are other snakes and the perenti, Australia's largest monitor lizard. Inland taipans are 2 metres to 2.7 metres and they live for 10 to 15 years. These snakes are also not endangered, but like every other snake in Australia, they are still protected. Facts. The inland taipan antivenom was created in 1955 and there have been no recorded deaths since then. They rarely bite people and one bite is strong enough to kill 100 men. An inland taipan's gestation period is 9 to 11 weeks. Time for some jokes. One inland snake bite can kill an elephant. Good thing I'm not an elephant. What's a snake's favourite subject? History. What's worse than a box of snakes? A box that was supposed to be full of snakes. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to look in the podcast description to find out the scientific names. And don't forget to share my podcast with friends and family. Cheers!